Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Your Tango, they have an article asking why girls like the bad boys so much.
They do until the bad boy's too bad.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a threshold.
Yeah.
So you got to go touch the glass.
Yeah, like blood and tear gas ain't dating anybody anymore. Those guys are just dicks.
Well, you know, they do for... Women are attracted to them for a couple of weeks, right. And then they go away.
Well, you can't be the friend. You got to be a little bit mysterious. I didn't say mysterious, a bad term. But you also could be a nice guy and be a not a pushover.
They say that while some women say they want a good man, being a good man and being a nice guy are not the same thing.
Oh, yeah, you could be a good man and not be so nice. Right.
Here are some reasons, they say, at Your Tango, that nice guys really do finish last and why girls like bad boys instead.
Because nice guys are pussies, right, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
They're not assertive?
No. Just getting pushed around all the time.
Well, the guys have become friends, too, and then never get laid. Mm-mm. You can talk to me about your problems. You're not getting laid.
Yeah, I'm not going to listen. You can talk about.
They say that nice guys' personalities don't always seem genuine. No one can actually be that nice, and women don't trust that.
Oh, that's true, too. The phony nice guy.
Nice guys show.
People carved up in his closet. That's the nice guy.
They say that nice guys show a lack of self-respect. They don't make any real demands. A bad boy doesn't let a woman walk all over him or control him. Women can't respect a man they can control.
Now bend over and let me do a line of blow off your ass.
I don't know about
chicks
that.
Like that.
Who are you looking at? Because puss is already bent.
They say that nice guys can often be too predictable, and that gets boring. Bad boys are a challenge.
Yep.
Keep in mind, a lot of these things are for short term.
Right, of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think once you get a little bit older, you really don't want to put up with that crap.
No, no.
Well, a dude can be a bad boy without being an asshole, can he?
Right. Yeah. Compared to really nice guys, yeah. But once again, you're right, Todd. I mean, that's just after a while, I say, come on.
Yeah, I think it's a phase that you go through.
But does a guy really want the bad girl? I mean, the girl that's just going to cheat on him like every second? I mean, you ever hear that?
Well, trait out.
I like a bad girl that just really hates me and slaps around and treats me like crap. No guy says that, do they?
Well, not at first.
No.
sometimes we fall into that. Yeah. You're right.
Everybody has a type.
Yeah. Not at first. Yeah, may turn into that.
Sometimes you fall into that, yeah.
It's more they go for the crazy bitch.
Yeah, crazy
they,
bitch.
They F so good.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, I like going to bed at night not knowing if she's going to stab me in my sleep.
Right.
That keeps things interesting.
Yeah, Nick's right about that, too.
They also say that women are designed to nurture. They think their love will save the bad boys. Nice guys don't need to be saved.
Yeah, women. I think women of a certain age and younger seem to like a project.
Yeah.
They say that women like to feel needed. Nice guys don't usually need to be fixed, but bad boys do. Some women think if they can create the perfect man, he'll never leave them.
Yeah.
And if they're busy fixing someone else, they don't have to fix themselves. And he likes to be spanked and told that he's a bad little boy.
All right, where'd that come from?
Oh, yeah, if they can concentrate on somebody else's problems, that's a great excuse to ignore their own.
They also say that nice guys seem weak. Bad boys send out a subconscious message that they have powerful genes. They believe their genes are so strong they're not afraid of losing a woman because of bad behavior. Nice guys' fear of losing their woman sends the exact opposite message, according to Your Tango. Nice guys are into commitment. If a woman is afraid of intimacy, she subconsciously knows she can avoid it with a bad boy.
What makes a dude a bad boy?
I don't know. Yeah. You know, I haven't been a bad boy in a long time.
Like a bandana and a motorcycle? Or... Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Is this kind of like this a woman that we talked to?
Blood and tear gas are bad boys.
A couple months ago.
They'll call your mom a bitch.
Who liked to bang married guys because they didn't want a commitment, and she didn't want a commitment?
Maybe.
Is that the mindset that's prevalent here?
I can't answer that. They say that some women...
We need a lady to check in. That was either still attracted to bad boys or were and realized that it's a pain in the ass.
They say that some women have low self-esteem. If you don't think much of yourself, the bad boy is just reinforcing that.
Yeah. Yeah. The weak one in the corner.
Women assume a nice guy won't be good in bed.
That's probably true.
Do you assume that about women?
No. I don't know.
I think that sometimes the quietest ones are the freakiest ones.
Yeah, it's all under the surface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're a little subdued in real life, and once they get away from that, they go nuts.
And they say that nice guys just aren't as charming, because the bad boys know exactly what women want to hear, but eventually they'll switch over to being selfish.
Well, bad boy doesn't mean a-hole, does it? Because you got some guys just a-holes.
I think there is some part of that. The bad boys
are more the smooth talkers.
Yeah, you're right.
With an agenda, perhaps.
That's why Craig was late.
They got their charisma.
No.
Craig is being a bad boy down the hallway.
They're able to command the attention of a cult.
I know you aren't.
A lot of chicks like guys like that. Dick the Dominator is going to give us a little insight. How you been, buddy?
Hey, Dick.
Not too bad. Your typical bad boy, or at least that persona, is somebody who is an aggressive alpha male, not the douchebag version of one, but one who basically is there for a party and play, and you don't have to commit to wine and roses. Somebody who's got their own place, so they don't have to necessarily stay with that woman.
Got it. All right.
That's what they're looking for. It'd be like the typical guy is looking for easy girlfriend, when they're done having fun, they can go home and send her home too.
All right. Thank you, Dick. Everything good in your life? Are you quarantining, or what are you doing, man?
Not in my field.
All right.
No.
Oh, you got to work. It sounded weird because we call him Dick the Dominator. That's not his field, by the way. He has a regular job.
Maybe you and I could.
He's going to take like whips and chains around the
right. Crack out the AR-15s and go down to the Capitol today. Have a little fun.
That'd be Michigan.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Old Dick the Dominator checking in.
Yeah. Bad boy will slap a bitch. That's according to Mike.
Okay.
I don't know if they necessarily like that.
No, I'm not aware of that.
That's not good.
So a bad boy is a fella.
I would not encourage that.
This goes back to our Queen discussion from Jerome checking in. I'd let Freddie Mercury roll over on me. Jerome. All right. Jerome obviously is obviously a gay man.
Into overbites.
Or a necrophiliac.
Or a bisexual.
But if it's necrophiliac. He's been dead since. But he's still a dude, so you're a gay necrophiliac.
Be that as it may.
No, he could be bisexual.
Jerome, let us know. Puss wants to know.
Sometimes.
Hey. He's into rigor mortis.
I don't know. I'm just, yeah, but, yeah, it'd be, yeah. He likes Freddie Mercury. Good. All right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Somebody paid $800,000 as part of the All In Challenge to hang out with Tom Brady.
Man.
Gross.
Is that just, that, all that's going to be is the Chris Farley show. Remember, Tom, when you won that?
Well, he gets to have three friends with him.
Oh, God.
And go to the first Brady Buccaneers game and have a private dinner or workout with him.
And they're probably Patriot fans, too.
Now, is this one of those, because I know some of these other all-in challenges, it wasn't a straight-up auction who can pay the most. It was
the price.
You throw in $10, and it's just a straight raffle.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Well, this is $800,000. I think this guy probably won something.
Okay, all right.
But I'm just saying, they said Brady brought in $800,000. I didn't know if there were just that many entries, and this guy won.
Oh, I got
this. This says guy, someone paid $800,000.
Okay. All right. Because I know there's some other ones in there that are just, you know, you just have to pay a flat fee and then you're into the drawing.
That is true.
So we're talking, that's a tough question you can ask any of us, any figure, and don't go back and say Jesus Christ, you know, who would you want to have dinner with?
Suck it, Jesus.
No. I mean, for $800,000, somebody that's alive right now, you have the money, so that I'm not counting like you're not taking a loan out.
All right.
Who are you hanging out with for 3 hours?
Springsteen.
I'd say Ace Frehley when he was still drinking.
All right. That's a tough question.
Oh, that's a question?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I mean, there's more than one person.
Are they alive?
Yeah, because it'd be the necrophilia thing then.
You can't pick Gerald Ford. He's dead.
By the way, I'm not saying having sex with these people. Of course, we'd all just pick some hot chick for $800,000. Might as well get laid. But Puss is right. I'm a big Springsteen guy, too. I might lean that way, or Jagger or somebody like that.
Yeah, because I'm looking at some of these.
Had to be really iconic, and maybe an iconic actor, too.
Like the
probably
one,
a rock star.
The one of these that I saw earlier, and I would, this would be really a lot of fun. It's only $10 to enter, to get one entry into the drawing.
Right.
But the winner gets to go golf at Pebble Beach with Bill Murray and Justin Timberlake. That would be a fun day.
Fun? I don't think I
that sounds fun.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool if Timberlake didn't show up.
I was going to say me and Bill Murray and somebody else.
I don't hate Timberlake.
No, I think on the golf course he'd just be another dude. You know,
yeah, I think
can I pick another dude.
He thinks he's funny. Yeah.
There's also one that just got announced yesterday where you get to go and meet Pearl Jam and hang out with them.
Yeah, they seem kind of morose, although I like the band.
If you're a Pearl Jam fan, that's pretty damn cool.
I like them. I'm just saying they seem like...
Yeah, and you get to put your input into the set list for that night on the Pearl Jam deal.
Right. What does that mean?
That's cool.
That doesn't mean anything.
I've given you the information I have.
That means nothing.
Yeah.
You can't write out the set list. You can have input. Means nothing.
Hey, why don't you do this song?
We don't like that.
We don't do that live.
We don't like that.
Right. Nope. Okay. Yeah, well, I was going to write that down anyway. We'll do that one.
Plus, those hardcore Pearl Jam fans don't want to hear any hits, and they're annoying as hell.
The hits or the fans?
Both. No, I like their hits. I'm just saying. Yeah. Ace Frehley before drinking is a good one, though. When he used to drink, right? Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Man. You know, if you were going just for the experience and not necessarily for the person.
You'd want somebody that was in their party days.
You'd want somebody in their party days.
Right,
an up-and-coming rapper or rock group right now.
Well, I wouldn't want to hang with a rapper.
Well, they may party more than the rockers.
Yeah, but still, I don't want to hear that music all night. I don't want to hear that music all night. I'd rather hear
I'm worried about the party. I'm worried about the experience.
Well, the rockers party, too.
Well, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Well, Craig likes the bad boys.
In their heyday.
That's right.
In their heyday.
Craig is drawn to bad boys.
Well, I'm going
to
quit them.
Oh, yeah, here's one for us, Craig. The tour of Lambeau, the locker room, and a Packers game with Aaron Rodgers.
If he's still a Packer.
Current bid, $85,000.
Whoa.
How much do you do that with Jordan Love?
You wouldn't want to meet Aaron Rodgers.
$85.
You don't want to meet your heroes.
Yeah, you'd be really disappointed.
You'd be pissed.
It'd be funny to buy that with Aaron Rodgers and just ask him about the new guy the whole time. Where's his locker? Is he going to be here?
Have you seen Jordan? Does he look good?
Yeah. Oh, here you go, Nick. Lead the chop at Arrowhead and get a Patrick Mahomes autographed jersey and cleats.
Oh.
It's at $50,000 right now.
Nick's out. Huh. Lead the chop.
Yeah, I don't even really like the chop. I'd probably get booed out of the stadium. They'd be like, hey, time for the chop. And be like, yeah, why are we doing this?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Is that really that big of an honor to lead the chop?
Well, Nick is right. It's culturally probably not cool. So Nick's
They've
not,
got the people that do the drum.
Nick's not into that. No. Do we really have to do this?
Right, and you could probably get a Patrick Mahomes autographed jersey for less than $50,000.
Yeah.
And cleats.
Okay.
You get to hang with him then, or not?
No, you don't get to hang with him. You just get the jersey and the cleats.
And lead the charge.
You got to be able to hang with the star, the player, whatever you like, you know?
18 holes with Charles Barkley, you could beat him.
That would be fun.
You might actually win that.
He'd be good company.
Yeah. He would be.
How much you want for
that? Good company.
$22,000 is on that right now.
Here's the deal with guys like that. You'd also want to be good company. And if you overthink that, the whole thing's going to suck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you just got to be yourself.
True. But a lot of people are really boring in person.
I know.
So somebody wins that thing, and Charles Barkley's going, oh, Jesus. Because it's actually some jokester.
Hey, so you work at a bank, huh?
Charles got and the guy's got a joke for you every hole, the other dude. Oh, here, Charles, Dave, here, this one.
Okay, this one is a straight-up lie. Sing with Boyz II Men on stage in Vegas. They're not turning your mic on.
No.
There's no way.
No, that's a harmony group. No.
They are not turning your mic
on. Unless you are just amazing at it.
You're not.
You're not.
You're not right. As good as them.
No, you're not as good as them. Not,
they're not, they're, that they'll hand you a mic.
No, those four guys are harmonizing. All of a sudden,
take.
It's
at
$8,000.
It's at $8,000 right now. You're going to $8,000 to stand there.
Right. Yes, Mr. Mister on there?
Yeah. No,
not so far.
Sing with Mr. Mister.
I'm still scrolling.
That might cost you $14 there.
You could just probably sneak up on stage.
Yeah. I could. And the band wouldn't even have to play. I'd be like, hey, guys, I got this one.
Right. I'm sure the security
put the headphones in.
Maybe a little lax at a Mr. Mister show.
I think one of those dudes is from Lincoln. Like the bass player.
I think you're right. I think one of those Mr. Mister guys was originally from Nebraska somewhere.
Fremont.
Yeah.
Fremont. Oh,
that's
right.
Yeah.
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, who is it? Was it the guitar player?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If I'm not mistaken.
Snoop would be fun to hang out with.
You're right. He still gets high, so you get high with him.
$70,000 for lunch and a round of golf with Jack Nicklaus
at his
club.
I'm not a huge golf fan that way, but
you can beat Nicklaus too.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No. You think so?
No.
Somebody can.
No.
No, not me.
Not us, but somebody could. Right?
Not your average hack.
No.
I don't know what he's shooting these days.
Better than me.
Better than all of
Kidney
us.
I wonder what his handicap is.
He'd beat all of us.
What's the Nicklaus handicap
these
days?
Todd's a decent golfer, but he'd beat Todd. He'd beat Todd.
Oh, yeah. He'd kick my ass.
Right.
Totally kick my ass. When I lived in Ohio, I met several people who dealt with him, and they had nothing good to say about him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And these were people who were decent people. I trusted their opinion.
Yeah.
Huh.
And they were in the golf business.
And they didn't care to hang out with him?
No, they really didn't.
Hmm.
I may have just got a bad sample size. Yeah, I may have
or it may have been a bad period of time for him.
They could have caught him at a bad time.
Okay, this one might be worth it. Riding in style with Dennis Rodman in Miami. That's all it says.
If you would have said North Korea.
Yeah.
That might just be driving around the city.
Yeah, but you're still with Dennis Rodman. Anything could happen.
I think Rodman in the late 90s, I think Rodman is not as partying like he used
to. Yeah, he could kick you out.
Yeah.
In Colorado, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office say that David Pangallo pulled up to the drive-thru of the bank last week and sent cash and a couple baggies of cocaine in through to the teller. Deputies arrived. Pangallo told them he didn't mean to put the cocaine in with his deposit. The sheriff's office Facebook page said that people should not use drugs, and if they do, they should not expect banks to store drugs for them.
Oh, listen, the cool bank teller just sends it back, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, you probably didn't want to give me this.
Send it back, man.
Or did you want me to put this in your safe deposit box?
You look through the window and they're busting a rail off the counter.
She's a nerd. Yeah, well, that one, she's a nerd.
Yeah, I think you'd just be cool and send it back.
Send it back. First of all, if you do turn her in, you don't know who this guy is. He might not be just a regular dude with a coke. He might be a nut job.
Yeah.
You know, he might be a nut job.
He might send his buddy back to kill you.
Right. So you say, no, dude, did you mean to send the coke in? You can have it. I don't see it out here. Yeah. Sure, but you forgot your coke.
But does the normal rule apply here where, you know, the guy sends in, here, I accidentally sent in a key. Oh, I found half a key in here. You should want this back. Are you going to keep some of it?
I like what Nick was saying. They're busting a rail right there.
Yeah.
Dude, thanks.
Yeah. Like, anything else we can do for you today? Yeah, give me back the rest of my coke.
Were there two packets of cocaine, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then maybe you keep one.
That's great.
Listen,
we only got one.
Yeah.
You left one in here.
You left a pack of cocaine, sir. I'm going to send it back to you. There were two. Oh, I only got one.